Thank you and good afternoon. Someone said defeat is nothing more than the challenge to try again. We're happy to have you listening to Bible Meditations. I hope you ask others to listen. We appreciate those who listen from time to time, and we're hopeful that we're doing the work of God and that that will be of profit to you. All right, let's return now to our study. The world in general is thinking about Jesus. The time of the year is that everybody's talking about Jesus the Christ. Well, the question is, who is he? If I look at John 9, the blind man said, who is he? In Matthew 16, 13 through 19, Jesus asked the question himself, whom do men say that I am? And the answer was given, but was insufficient. And so the Apostle Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. When somebody today talks about believing in Jesus, remember he's talking about believing in the unique, the only begotten Son of God, John 3 and verse 16. But also, he's talking about the Savior of the world, the one who came into the world, lived here for about 33 and a half years, and during that period of time made preparation for his return to his Father in heaven and for his disciples to continue to carry out the work of spreading the gospel of Christ. And so he is the one who is the Savior of the world. The Savior implies one is lost. And so if he's the Savior, he's the one who helps those who are lost. Jesus said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so the Hebrew letter, chapter 5, begins with verse 7, telling us this, in the days of his flesh, when he'd offered up prayer and supplication with long suffering and tears, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. Let's go back and look at that passage again. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 describes a time when Jesus was in the days of his flesh. That is, his flesh was not wanting to do what was being required. Jesus was going to die on the cross. He had also committed himself to that. No man taketh my life from me. I lay it down of myself, Jesus said. But in the days of strain and just before the time of his death, in the days of his flesh, he'd offered up prayers to God with strong cryings and tears. But God, instead of hearing him by taking away the cross, God answered his prayer in another way. And so Jesus became, through his obedience, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. You see, our obedience is tied in with the Lord's obedience to his Father in heaven. Could you imagine Jesus needing to learn anything? That's what the Bible says. He had to learn obedience by the things which he suffered. But now look at what this says. He became the author of eternal salvation. Does Jesus know what is necessary to go to heaven? Does he know what salvation requires? Well, I think it would be blasphemy if we suggested anything but to say, yes, he knows what he's talking about. And so Jesus is indeed the author of eternal salvation, but to all of them who obey him. The world in general believes this. All a person has to do to go to heaven is to die. Now, I know that's true because I've attended funeral services for people who had no time whatever for religion. They didn't attend worship. They would scorn at any invitation to be religious. They want no part of that. But when the time of their death occurs, some preacher gets in the pulpit and says, "They're over there on the other side in the arms of Jesus." Even though they wanted nothing to do with him during life, they are saved according to the preacher. I think some preachers have a better record than Perry Mason. Do you remember when Perry Mason never lost a case? Well, some preachers are like that. They never lose a case. They always have some good word to say, regardless of how a person has lived, in regard to them being saved eternally. Friends, the Bible does not teach that death is the requirement to obtain eternal life. I can see in the Bible and in the passage we're looking at the importance of obedience. He's the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Should the Hebrew writer have written, "He's the author of eternal salvation unto everyone, regardless of what he does, regardless of how he lives, he's the author of eternal salvation"? Well, friends, that's not Bible teaching. And it gives to people a false security. It gives them the idea that they don't have to obey, that they can be saved, they can go to heaven without obeying the instruction given by the Son of God. I don't believe that for a minute. And I'm not saying that because I want to be unkind to someone. I'm saying it because the Bible tells me specifically who's going to go to heaven. Let me read the verses to you. In Matthew 7 and verse 21, beginning, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." Now look at the verses again. Chapter 7 and verse 21 says, "Not just calling on the name of the Lord will provide salvation, but it's the one who does the will of the Father." Now how would I know what the will of the Father is? I'd have to read my Bible, wouldn't I? Because God's will is revealed in the Bible. I can't guess about it. I couldn't say, "Well, I think this is what God thinks." I don't know what he thinks unless he's told me what he thinks. In fact, Paul in 1 Corinthians 2 makes that argument. Start with verse 9. And read what he says about the Bible and inspiration. He points out the fact that the Bible reveals the mind of God. He says this, "What man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him?" In other words, a man doesn't know what you're thinking unless you tell him. And if you tell him, then he knows what you have in mind. Now, he says, "Even so, no man knoweth the things of God but the Spirit of God." Well, the Spirit revealed in the Bible what is in the mind of God. So when I read the Bible, I know what God thinks in regard to the matter of salvation. Now, does God think everybody's going to be saved? Or is he indeed in his word revealing to us the fact that he does not believe everyone is going to be saved? The one who's going to be saved is the one who does the will of the Father, who submits himself to doing what the Father instructs for him to do. Would this then be the case? Jesus, who is he? He's the Savior of the world, those who obey him. We appreciate your listening, encourage you to listen again tomorrow, and remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.